Medical academics from one of Australia's top research universities have been linked to an allegedly dangerous cult. The University of Queensland's investigating conflicts of interest, with some of its researchers accused of promoting the work of the College of Universal Medicine. The group's from Lismore in New South Wales, and it promotes unproven therapies such as esoteric breast massage and ovary massage. George Roberts reports, and a warning, this story contains some explicit content.
In an online video, the so-called College of Universal Medicine shows its students at a retreat, dancing in a raunchy manner and wearing t-shirts with the slogan, "You're just jealous." The founder, Serge Benhayen, is a former bankrupt tennis coach with no medical qualifications. His group, Universal Medicine, or UM, is a multi-million dollar enterprise with 700, mostly women, followers in 15 countries.
I've shared with the men's group that my orgasms are inward much more than they are outward, and that I orgasm like a woman every time I orgasm as much as I do as a man, and often more as a woman than I do as a man. And it's the most amazing, spectacular thing that happens inside your body, and you don't even care what's happening outside.
Immunology professor John Dwyer from the University of New South Wales has looked into the Lismore-based Universal Medicine,
which is run by a man who tells us that he is a descendant of a great line of teachers from Buddha to Jesus, that he's the reincarnation of Leonardo da Vinci, and that he is now the world's great source of wisdom.
He says the healing practices promoted by the group are dangerous.
There's absolutely no evidence. The way it is established is a cult, a dangerous cult, a religion, and something that the public should be very aware of, because to put yourself into the hands of this group is to really risk your health and your well-being.
UM is linked to Mr. Benhayen's Way of the Livingness religion, which promotes a strict lifestyle guide from diet and sleep to sex. One of Mr. Benhayen's disciples, Christoph Schnell, is a University of Queensland Faculty of Medicine researcher who is the lead author of three articles on UM health practices. He and eight co-authors are now under scrutiny. Professor Dwyer again.
Well, look, recently it's been brought to the attention of the University of Queensland that some faculty members in the Faculty of Public Health there have been publishing papers and wish to do research claiming that they want to compare conventional treatment for various conditions with the approach taken by Universal Medicine.
John Dwyer says the authors failed to declare a conflict of interest.
They are apostles for Universal Medicine, heavily involved in the organisation and the teachings of the group, have an unbelievable conflict of interest, therefore. And in any respectable research endeavour, it's absolutely critical that the investigators are unbiased and do not have any conflicts of interest.
Universal Medicine denies it's a cult, and the researchers involved either refused or did not respond to interview requests. The University of Queensland is investigating the conflict of interest allegations, and a number of academic journals are considering withdrawing articles written by the group. John Dwyer again.
A number of the doctors have been reprimanded for this, and some of the allied health professionals have been told by the regulator, the national regulator, that they have to modify their practice in terms of supporting UM. But they've been very wishy-washy type penalties, and to date there's evidence that they continue.
UNSW Professor John Dwyer and George Roberts with that report.